There are now 87 days left until Election Day, and we've been talking a lot about the presidential race, but there are also some tight Senate and House races, which brings us to this week's District Profile. In our weekly look at House races around the country, we are looking today at Iowa's 3rd District, where first-term Republican David Young is facing a challenge from Democrat Jim Maurer. O.K. Henderson is news director at Radio Iowa. She joins us. Kay, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, describe this district for us.
Well, it has two of Iowa's major metros, Des Moines and the growing suburbs to the west and south of the capital city, as well as Council Bluffs, and that, of course, is the Iowa half of the Omaha metro. But it covers 16 counties. It has the state's largest county and the state's smallest county. In 2012, President Obama won this district.
And the candidates in this district, as we mentioned, David Young is the Republican incumbent. Here's a recent ad from him.
His story is pure Iowa. David Young, a sixth-generation Iowan from Van Meter. He walked beans, had a paper route, and worked summers at the state fair. David has dedicated his life to serving others, helping Iowans. In Congress, David is working to control spending, make Washington accountable to the people, create jobs, and keep our families safe.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think that's the first not negative ad I've heard this entire campaign season. Well, tell us about David Young and what his record has been like in the first term.
David Young used to be Senator Chuck Grassley's chief of staff. He quit that job in 2013 and started to run for the U.S. Senate, then switched to running for this congressional district because the longtime Republican incumbent who had held this district decided to retire. He won with 53% of the vote. That's sort of how this district is performing. It's considered a toss-up by those rating agencies like Cook and Sabato. And it also is considered by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee to be a pickup opportunity, particularly because this is a candidate in David Young who is seeking re-election for the first time.
And has David Young endorsed Donald Trump?
He has said he will vote for Donald Trump. David Young did not attend the GOP convention in Cleveland, and Trump campaigned in this district last Friday. Young did not attend that rally.
Well, his opponent is Democrat Jim Maurer, who has been trying to tie David Young to Donald Trump. But in a recent ad, Maurer actually used language very similar to Trump's campaign tagline, Make America Great Again. Maurer asked, what's it going to take to make America work again? And then he described his vision for the country. Let's listen.
I believe in the get up and get it done America, the stand up and be counted America, the ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do to serve your country, America. It's why I served in Iraq with the Iowa National Guard, and it's how I'll serve you in Congress. Country first, people first, politics last.
Wow, that makes two positive ads this campaign season. Is that just Iowa nice, or what's? Are they usually a little more vicious than this?
Well, this is an interesting district. It has a voter registration edge for Republicans, but not by much. There are about 161,000 registered Democrats as of August 1st, 172,000 registered Republicans. But independents account for about 154,000 of the potential voters in this district. And they are both gunning, if you will, for those independent voters who tend to make the big difference in this particular district.
And is the fact that Jim Maurer is a veteran, and we heard about that in
right.
his ad, they're going to play a big role in this race?
He emphasizes that a lot. And he is not an unfamiliar name to Iowa voters. In 2014, he challenged longtime Republican incumbent Congressman Steve King in the Northwest Congressional District in Iowa. He sort of earned Iowa Democrats respect for stepping up and doing that. After that race, he moved to the capital city of Iowa, Des Moines, into this new district, and is now actually running for Congress for the second time, but in a different district.
Is there a lot of outside money coming into this race?
It doesn't appear to be at this point. The American Wind Action PAC is running radio ads right now on behalf of David Young, but there have not been a lot of other ads running. Of course, Hillary Clinton is running ads in Iowa because this is a toss-up state in the presidential election, and there doesn't appear to be a lot of other campaign advertising on the airwaves right now.
And is Jim Maurer tying himself to Hillary Clinton or standing at a distance?
Well, he actually stood on the same stage as Hillary Clinton when she campaigned in Des Moines. So he is obviously trying to ally himself with the Clinton campaign. Iowa Democrats run what's considered a coordinated campaign. So congressional candidates participate in the voter registration and turnout efforts along with the presidential candidates in Iowa and all the other candidates up and down the ticket.
That's O.K. Henderson, a news director at Radio Iowa, talking with us about Iowa's third congressional district, the race there between Republican incumbent David Young and Democrat Jim Maurer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.